Welcome to the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the City of Refuge Parish. This is a podcast for Tuesday's Digging Deep service.
Glory be to your holy name in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for who you are. You are not man that lies, and you are not man that changes his mind. You have never promised and failed to fulfill. And that is the confidence we have, that we have a Father who never fails. Glory be to your holy name in Jesus' name. Honor and adoration be to you in Jesus' name. Father, we are come this evening. Please do not allow our coming to be in vain. Touch every life present here. Touch every family present here. Every situation that challenges God in our life will not live with us this evening. In the name of Jesus. Is there any of us programmed for destruction? By coming to your presence this evening, it is averted in Jesus' name. You have brought us to the half of the year. Please see us for the remaining part of the year in Jesus' name. And I decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, there shall be no loss. No loss of life. No loss of job. No loss of family. No loss of our children. I will not lose our health. And your word you have come to share here, let it profit every hearer, even the speaker also, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We are prayed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Before you take your seat, please tell your brother, welcome to tonight's study. Tell your sister, welcome to tonight's study. The Lord himself will teach you. Tell him that. Or her, the Lord himself will teach you, and you will not remain the same. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Please, for ease, since we are in Bible study and we are not preaching per se, I would like another microphone to be made ready. Because if Digging Deep is not interactive, it loses its server. So please, those in engineering, I want a good spare microphone. Praise the Lord. Welcome to tonight's study. I hope your day went well. How is work? How is business? Amen. It shall continue to be fine in Jesus' name. Who can remind us what we thought about last Tuesday? As God will have it, I was also the one who was here last Tuesday. First, let me see your hand if you were here last Tuesday. Can I see your hand? Good. A fair number is here. So what did we talk about last Tuesday? Come again. Temptation. Who can tell? One or two people should just refresh our mind. What is the salient point that we talked about temptation? What are the salient? Please give to this, my brother.
Praise God. I think we said temptation means to lure somebody into doing something evil.
Okay. Thank you. To lure somebody into something that is evil, or that will not benefit of. What other point did we say? This way, sir. Okay, give to the sister there. Then we end it up here. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We also said that temptation is not a sin, but we fell into it.
Come again.
That temptation is not a sin, but when we fall into it, it becomes a sin.
God bless you. We also say temptation is not a sin, no matter how bad. It's not a sin. It is when we fall into that our record becomes dented. Yes, sir.
Temptation is enticing someone to something.
That is
enticing.
Yes, enticing. But that enticing has a negative connotation. You can be enticed for good or for bad. True. But when it comes to temptation, it has to do with negative or evil. Praise the Lord. Thank you for all your contribution. It means the time we spent here and preparing the message is not in vain. To God be all the glory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If I mention my name, don't answer, but I say in Jesus' name, as long as you are here, please answer. In Jesus' name. Amen. We can never be tired of saying that. Tonight we are going to talk on another topic I consider very important. Today is Tuesday, so the week started yesterday. Between yesterday and today, how many of us have made one plan or arrangement or the other just yesterday and today, and we didn't follow it through? Let me see your hand. You wanted to do something, you planned to do it, but somehow you didn't follow through. Or in the last 1 week, I must have very diligent people here. You people will teach me the secret this evening. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Tonight we are going to talk, like I said, on a very important topic. You see, when we read the scriptures, it's meant to teach us better way of doing things. It's meant for us to learn from the mistakes of others. When we read the scripture, we are supposed to follow the order or the principle underlining the scripture we read. If you've been reading your scriptures or Bible story, please, or just any story, I beg you, stop from today. Praise the Lord. Today we are talking on a topic I titled Procrastination. Procrastination. Three words joined together, which I will later tell you my own meaning of it from the word itself. How many of us have heard the word before? Procrastination. Big grammar. Only few people. If you have, let me see your hand. Okay. So let us start from there. What is procrastination? Please raise your hand so that you tell us. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Procrastination simply means to delay doing something or pushing or leaving something over to a later day that you ought to have done today.
God bless you. One or two more. That's a very good one. Give to my sister there.
We can call it art of postponing things to the next day.
Not just postponing it to the next day. It's right, but the key word is missing. Our brother mentioned it. I thought somebody, who else want to tell us what procrastination is? No other person among those of the heart of the word. All right. That word for me is three words. Pro. What is a pro from the word professional? Abby, do you agree with me? Do you agree with me? Or you can disagree. The word pro generally is referring to professional. Abby? Or pro, something that is about to. Do you agree with me? What about the word crass? Crass. Have you heard about the word crass before? If you like, another word for crass is a non-entity or something that is stupid. Crass. Then nation. Of course, we know what a nation is. So a professional doing rubbish to the nation. That's my one interpretation. Praise the Lord. We are going to get the dictionary meaning and also the acceptable meaning of what procrastination is. Why did I decide to interpret like that? Because you look at our country today, you will see there are a lot of procrastination going on. Qualified people, educated people, exposed people, but given the nation crass, rubbish, nonsense, garbage, and you name it. Praise the Lord. Please, the ushers, come and help me with this. I know it can't go round. Can chair 2-1. No ushers in the house. Please, the essence of giving you this outline is that when you go home, for those of you who have one to take home, do a better study than we are doing this evening. Because when you have done something and you review it, you'll be enriching it. But some of us, we just throw it away. Throwing away the effort, the energy, and money spent in doing it, which is not good enough. Let's open our Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes started today. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we are going to read from verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to cry. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. If I'm to minister on this Bible passage alone, it's something I can do for 2 weeks. You can see the way the scripture itemizes them one after the other, starting from a time to be born, which is one, the very beginning. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Genesis 1. Genesis 1, we read from verse 1 to 13, but I will not be able to take the whole 13. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the water which were above the firmament. It was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning and the second day. Praise the Lord. If we see the order in which God created everything he made, it should begin to ring a bell in our ears and bring certain things to our conscious and subconscious. Why did God take all these steps? Why did he do certain things the first day and not the second day? Why is it that after he did one, he assessed it, gave himself a mark before deciding to do the next one? It means that you and I is to follow the same pattern to run our life, to run our family, to run our job and our businesses, and much more importantly, the ministry God has given to every one of us. Praise the Lord. What is procrastination? Another word for it is shilly-shally. Shilly-shally. It is the act or practice or putting off or delaying or defending an action to a later time, day, or season. It is an act or practice of putting off or delaying or deferring an action to a later time, day, or season. Procrastination is a thief of time. Is what? A thief of time. And any time lost in a lifetime is permanently lost, as there is no restoration of time. Can you imagine if the following had happened? One, failure to cast out Satan from heaven when God did. Satan was already planning to take the place of God. As if God said, let's leave him. Let us see how or what next is going to do. Can you imagine what will happen to the entire creation, especially heaven? Another scenario. Can you imagine if he has suspended the work of creation we just read? Just leave the word formless and void. Let's leave it like that. Maybe later we decide what will happen. It means that you and I will not be here today. And the third scenario, not sending the Savior when God did, because the whole earth was in darkness. The word of God was cast as nothing you can explain. Man has completely drifted apart and away from God. And God said, no, that is not the purpose why I created. Let the Savior come and correct all this wrong. Taking the three scenarios, can you begin to visualize them? When devil has completely taken over, it means that any child born today, devil can decide, say, kill the child as he did in Egypt. Even in Israel when Christ was born. And that child could have been you or I. Praise the Lord. So that is why we must never delay a second or a minute what you ought to do, what you should have done. As many of us that left one thing or the other we should have done today undone, today is gone forever. 6-6-2016 will never repeat itself in this lifetime. Let 200 other generations come, it will never come back. So we have lost the opportunity and we have lost the time. Then the tricks or features of procrastination. How does it happen? What are the ways in which we procrastinate? The first thing that it tells you, there is time. Won't you do this thing you tell me in the morning? There is still time, maybe afternoon. In the afternoon, say, you still not done the evening time. And by the time evening time comes, it's gone. Because you have substituted each task for the wrong time. Another trick of procrastination is, it will assure you that all is well. You have lost nothing. If you don't do it today, see the end of the world, you do it tomorrow. Let me share with us what happened just last week in my house. I wake up to you, go and urinate to ease myself. And like I told us, anytime I want to urinate, because I know my house so well, once I just got up from bed, I don't open my eyes. I'll enter the toilet, do whatever I want to do, come back with my eyes still tightly closed. Praise the Lord. Do you know why I do that? You must work out what works for you. If I open my eyes while I enter there, when I come back, sleep is gone. Praise the Lord. So as I was coming back, I want to jump my bed. I just hear, don't go back to sleep or pray. I heard clearly, don't just go to sleep, pray. With that deep eye, I went on my knees and I started praying. Not up to 10 minutes. I just said, by the window, like a big boy or something, by the window in my bedroom. And I had, don't get up, pray. And I continued the prayer. By the time I finished, I checked and I didn't see anything. Assuming I didn't listen. Normally, when I heard that quack, 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 I would have jumped up from my bed and go to check. That is how they kill people in their sleep. Praise the Lord. And nothing happened to him now. He went to bed around 11. But God, who has seen and who is all-knowing, had warned me, pray. I'm a light sleeper. Any little thing, even a footstep wakes me. So if I hear that pa, 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 on top of the window, I'll jump up. I want to see or confront the thing. Say, no. Go and do what? Pray. Praise the Lord. If I say, the sleep is so important. If you don't wake up, there won't be other sleep to sleep. Praise the Lord. So we must fight procrastination. It tells you all is well when it's not well. It tells you anything can be done anytime. If you don't do it now, what about some other time? This world coming to an end today. And many of us are losing ground. We are losing opportunities. We are losing blessings. Because we are not time conscious. Procrastination also tells you no hurrying. Like, where are you hurrying to? As my Yoruba brothers and sisters would say, are you okukunik mare? Abi? But at times it's a pare for some people though. But that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Tell you, no hurry. No hurry in life. Both those who are doing kitty and those who are doing slow, all of us we get there. It's not true. He also lets you know you will lose nothing. Is it not only 30 minutes or 1 hour? You have 24 hours. So what have you lost? You can always make up. You have lost something. You have lost the time. And what you ought to have done or gained is lost. Procrastination will also tell you, why kill yourself? Others will do it. Why kill yourself? Every time you are the one sweeping the church, cleaning the toilet. Every Saturday you are here after service. What? Better leave them, Jerry. And only you did that church, sir. Please, such voices, silence them. Speak out. Tell that voice, shut up. Keep quiet. When you hear those voices that want to keep you in your comfort zone, doesn't want you to launch out, tell them, shut up. Because it's not the Holy Spirit speaking. Procrastination makes you accept that those who work timely and smart are laboring unnecessary and also killing themselves. After since all you have been doing in this church, have anybody recognized you one day? Eh? Does the pastor even know you attend the church? Don't worry, the Bible says God is a rewarder of those who do what? Who diligently seek Him. Diligently. It's what you do and do and do. You don't stop doing. I didn't even know it's the next point. It makes mockery of diligence. Who can tell us what diligence means? Who knows the meaning? Yes, brother. Why is the microphone now?
Praise the Lord. Diligence means hard work.
Partially, yes, give to your brother there. You tried, but that's not the full meaning. Yes, sir.
It means steadfastness.
Okay, another big grammar. Who will break it down again? Who will help us break both diligence and steadfastness? Yes, there's a sister here.
Diligence could be likened to being committed to a given work or labor.
Being committed, okay?
Being consistent or committed.
Another big word, consistent. Let me just explain this way. I have a basket of oranges, and I want to share it to some people. But I've been instructed that when I want to share that basket of orange, I don't know how many inside, I should go to a particular point to share it. So let us assume that this is that point. So day one, I come out, go to that point, I see five people. Tick, tick, tick. No other person, I go back. On my way, I meet several people. If I share the orange to people I meet on the road, is that the instruction? So what do? I need to do what? Come back. Tomorrow I do what again? I come to this point. I meet two or three other people. I share the orange to them and do what? I go back again. If it will take me 5-10 days to share that orange at that spot, that is what diligence is. Do you understand? Please, do you understand my explanation? I may as well share the whole basket one day, Abby. Everybody I see from the point I carry it to anywhere. In 5 minutes, I will do what? I'll be true. But the instruction is that go to a particular place, share that orange. So when I'm coming, those I meet on the road, I don't give them until I get to that point. I keep on sharing in that place until I exhaust what I have. Consistently doing the right thing. Always doing the same thing over and over. It may not be the same, but doing what you are asked to do time to time. Praise the Lord. That is why when we start school, the teacher will not say, this child is so intelligent. So what do we do? The child just come to school. He has not been to school before. So let us take him to the last class in that school. Will the child make it? No matter how intelligent. The child, if I in failure, will be more than F9. But if the child is extraordinary, after the end of that time, you can recommend for the child to move to what? The next class. You still try if he can cope. If he cannot cope, he now continue in that next. If he can't cope, you bring him back to his class. Praise the Lord. Your teacher that teaches you maths will keep on teaching you maths until you finish in that school. But you move from one subject in maths to another, Abby. But he will not stop teaching you maths. That is consistency or diligence. Dangers of procrastination. Is there any danger attached to procrastination? Are there things we stand to lose when we procrastinate? Yes. It leads to regret. What's the result of regret? Too late. Can't be corrected. What you fail to do in the morning now is a regret this evening. Pastor Tunde Bakare said, when you see an old man begging in the twilight of his life, he said you don't need anybody to tell you that he has messed the productive part of his life. True of us, whether you agree with him or not, that is the truth. Because what he faced or she faced, he or she is not the only one that faced that situation. There are some students. I remember when I was in secondary school. We used to be very, very stubborn then. Do you know some students among my mates there? When the mathematics teacher comes, they say, We don't do mathematics. Meanwhile, math is compulsory. Praise the Lord. They say they are not doing mathematics. Like, you have choice to select. There is no school in secondary school that make maths optional. Did any of us attend such school? But they say they don't do mathematics. As much as all of us were friends, when they are going out for maths, I will sit there in my class and listen to the teacher. When you don't know the rudiment, how can you not sit for the exam? Even if you fast for 6 months to write the exam, God will not hear such prayer. Because that is not the way he operates. Praise the Lord. So it leads to regrets. It makes one suffer irreparable loss. Matthew 25:1-4. Let's check that. Matthew 25:1-4. Anybody who is there before me can read. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. That they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They all paid the price, but they did not all did the right thing. Praise the Lord. They all took their lamps, put oil, they left their place of abode to go and wait for the groom. And they all waited. But your action or inaction will label you foolish or wise. I know the irony of it all. They call them virgins. In Bible language, virgin connotes what? Holiness or righteousness. So you can be a child of God and still be foolish. Praise the Lord. And that is why some of us, if not most of us, have problem at home. You are praying that God should change your husband, change your wife, but you are consistently doing the wrong thing. God will not hear such prayers. You change first. Praise the Lord. Even in the corporate world, we are told, and every time, be the change you want to see. You are looking at your husband to change, but you don't want to change. You say it's the one that is wrong. You will stay longer in that position. You'll be crying, and God will just be saying, Hosea 6:4. That will be God's answer to you. What is Hosea 6:4? Huh? Bible scholar, what is Hosea 6:4? Is it 4:6? My people have perished for lack of knowledge. That will be God's answer or reply to you. You know what your husband do not like. I, for one, let me tell you one of my dislikes. I hate any foul smell. If I can make me not to eat, praise the Lord. And my wife knows it. Up to toilet. Do you know? This is a digression to help us. If you are the type, when you enter the toilet, the whole house will change. Let me give you a recipe today. Because if I come to your house and everywhere is smelling, I may not be able to sit down. I'll just tell you that I have appointment in the next 5 minutes. When you want to go to such toilet, do what? Drink a lot of water. 2-3 glasses of water, if you are that type. And if you are staying for longer hours without toileting, there's no how the thing will not stink. Take a glass or two of water so that I don't pollute the whole house. So I've told my people, if you want to do it when I'm around, please go and drink water. Because if you don't want me to talk and you do what will make me to talk, I will talk. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But the problem with many of us is that we live in denial. You are hurting inside and you are saying all is well. God will not change it for you. Praise the Lord. If your partner or your partner is complaining about something and you are doing that thing consistently, you are just removing peace and joy from your home. There's no two way about it. That's why many men, I'm not recommending it, but it's happening. That's many men. If you go around now, you find them in churches where you don't need evangelism to invite them, and they will be full in those churches. Those churches on command. Do we know them? Eh? We don't know those churches. Eh? Unquote, their parlor. You don't need anybody to invite. Go, just take around where it's full to the brim. The truth of the matter, many of them are running from their homes. Some enter house when they are already tipsy. They just stagger, may not even bother food and go to bed. But they also apply wrong solution to a problem. Praise the Lord. So if you want your home to be a beautiful place where your husband lives or is rushing, or make it conducive, prayer will not do it all. That's the truth. Prayer. If prayer will solve all the problems of somebody, a nation or country, Nigeria will be the best in the world. True of us. But as long as you and I and the rest are doing the wrong thing, God is not bound. Let me tell us one thing some of us may not know. Do you know anointing? Many of us talk of anointing, anointing. Do you know information is anointing? How many of us know? Information is what? Part of anointing. Because information is empowerment. That information we have will put you ahead of others. And you do what others cannot do. It's not that when you put out, you shake, 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 for is anointing. That is not it. So please equip yourself. What you don't know, please go and learn about it. There are internet, there are books, there are people who know more than you. So that we stop carrying this victim's mentality. This is the person oppressing. Some of us self. It's not devil that is oppressing us. Who is oppressing us? I told us last week, you want to see number one problem. Somebody disturbing you more than any other person. The person that is your greatest enemy. When you reach home, just go in front of mirror and look. The person you see there is what? Number one. Why is it number one? Only that person that is you and God can change what has to do with you. Not any other person. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. What becomes of your destiny in life and how far you go in life is a factor of two personalities, you and the Almighty God. You are free to call me a foolish man, Abby. You are even free to insult me, Abby. The day I said I'm a foolish man, that's the day my foolishness starts. So you can tell me anything, I'll just tell you it's your opinion and you're entitled to it. What you say about me does not matter. Praise the Lord. You don't run my life. My destiny is not in your hand. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So it makes one to suffer irreparable loss. It makes both contemporary and subordinate to leave one behind. Some of us, we see some of our classmates or coursemates in university, what do? We quickly dodge. Why? You know you could have done better. You may as well have been in his position ahead, but you refuse to. So both your contemporary and your subordinate, what? They are ahead of you. When you even see them coming, you look as if... Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord now. It leads to failure or sorrow. A student who refuses to read, when the exam comes out, nobody will tell him. Because when you check, course A, I remember when I was doing my undergraduate course, and I checked my course accounting, it wasn't there. I went to meet the lecturer, a very stubborn lecturer, Professor Eddie. He said, you are very bold, though. You are telling me I will pass your course. I said, yes, sir. I'm very sure at least the one I'll get, sir, is let my people go. You know what he did? He kept quiet for about 2 minutes. He took a good look at me. He said, okay, I will look into it. Since you are so sure, you will pass my course. I said, sir, I extended all your courses. Out of the exam you said, sir, two were examples you solve in the class, and you put it in the exam. Sir, if I got only that two, sir, I will score 40. He said, okay, I've heard you. He gave me 2 weeks to come and check him. After the 2 weeks, I went to see him. He looked at me. He said, what is your problem? I said, I don't have a problem, sir. I only come to tell you, to remind you, you say you will check this course. Okay, you are the one who told me you will not fail my course. Well, I can't find it. And you can take me to court if you like. I looked at it. Is it not the same man I spoke with? He was say, are you, the way you are talking, son, you know what you are doing. He said, yes, sir. You can take me to court or do what you like. I said, sir, even if I fail, I will rewrite it. But not sin is more painful. So I'll tell you what you like. I'll leave my office or stay there. What will a student and a lecturer? You know, it's a fight of elephant and what? I shook my head 3 times and I left his office. And because of the anger that well inside of me, you are red-haired, you attended class, and yet to have issue in that course. I decided to delay that course to my final year in the university. And by the time I was to write that course, I think he had this thing to do in the US. He wasn't the one that said question, but he still insisted that for his continuous assessment, he was going to make it exam for us. But the good thing is that by the special grace of God, I passed the course. Why I'm really driving at, if I wasn't sure what I've done, knowing the kind of man he is, I wouldn't even go to his office at all. Praise the Lord. So children of God should do what? Should do what will make you to be what? Bold. You may not even get the result, but what? You'll be able to put hand in your chest that I have done what is needful. Praise the Lord. It brings shame and reproach. Do this thing this today. Tomorrow, go a step ahead. The third day, do this. The fourth day, do this. You, after 2 days, you left the whole thing. You can't get a result. Look at the methodical order God created heaven and earth. Do you want to tell me God doesn't have power to create everything one day? So we should follow the example of our Father. How to overcome procrastination. And I listed about 10 points, which are by no means exhaustive. Plan your work or activities. There's this popular saying that failing to plan is worse planning to fail. How many of us plan our activities? This week or this day, this is what I'm going to do. But anything that comes, you jam this together. No prioritizing of anything. And it's a very big problem. You should be able to see that and know that this comes before this, this comes before this. And give priority to that order. But what we find among children of God and the out there is that whatever come my way, let it be. No. Whatever come my way is the statement of somebody who does not have a choice. Plan your life. Plan your academics. Plan your home. One day I stumbled on something on the internet. And the thing truly enriched my life. Some of us that are parents, we don't even know why. When our children get to teenagers, they become more stubborn than they have been. But do you know the white people? They are taking time to study how children believe when you still carry them. When they are walking between age 1 to 9, the kind of behavior to expect from 10 to 12. Then from 13 to 14. Ron Kelloni was sharing in one of his music, Welcome Home. I don't know how many of us that watched that. He said the son just woke up one day and decided that he knew everything. Praise the Lord. He was now wiser than the mother and the father and everybody at home. That is the adrenaline flowing in teenagers. And at times, it goes into the early 20s. As parents, you are supposed to be equipped to a reasonable level so that when behaviors are coming, you see, in this part of the world, I'm sorry to say there is devil, but we live more in denial. Everything devil. Everything devil. We don't take responsibility. And it's wrong in making us to live our life just anyhow. You fail to do something you are supposed to do, you say it's devil. Pastor Bakare, who is my mentor, I like quoting him. He said before God we sentence devil, you tell God, excuse me, sir. This man, he lied against me. This woman, he lied against me. I did not send him. I did not send her. He's the one that determined to do this by himself. Let's take responsibility. Let's own up. So that you can do a good assessment. Give yourself F if you have failed. Give yourself pass, but not the kind of pass that make you think you have arrived. Do you know failure teaches better than success? How many of us know? So when you fail, it's not a bad thing. It's when you stop trying that you are a failure. Praise the Lord. One of my daughters just became stubborn and recalcitrant. And I was threatening, do you know I'm your father? I can do anything to you. I'll stop you from going to school. I'll do this and do that. For almost 2 weeks, I was threatening that my Oyibo girl, the fairest of all of them. I'm very intelligent girl. Give her something. 2 minutes is done. One evening, she did something I didn't like. It's no longer I came back from work. And as I want to open my mouth, I used to hear her say, how about talking to her as your friend? I said, okay. I just call her. In fact, I went to her room. I locked the door. I said, sit down. I begin to remind her what she used to do, that I used to praise her. What made her really special that I like. And I say, if you begin to do those things and do them better, I will do this, I will do this, I will do that. In fact, I promise not to shout on you. Any day I shout on you, I will flog you. Is it okay? She says, okay. For about 30 minutes, I was talking to a 7-year-old child. And to God be glory for that day till now, almost 85 to 90% change in her character. But if I want to say I'm her father, I can never go wrong. This, that, threat. There are times threats will not work. Praise the Lord. A man was telling the daughter, you don't appreciate, I send you to the best school all over the world in Nigeria. I use my connection to get you the best job. You know what the daughter said? Daddy, I didn't beg to be born. It's your responsibility, sir. True of us. You may say it's ungrateful, but it's the truth. We must learn from the Bible, from the many books. Some of us don't read anything outside the Bible. You are blocking your brain. If those books were not useful, they will not discover things through them. Please read. Read your Bible, read management rule, read science book, read contemporary things. It has something to add to you. People think being a Christian means Bible and Bible alone. No. People are spending quality time writing those things. You know what one white man says? The easiest way you can hide any vital information, anything useful from a black man is what? Put it in a book. Because black people don't read. That's the truth. If I ask us now, some of us have not read any book in the last 1 year. Outside the Bible or open heaven. That's the truth. They said there's a shop in London. I've forgotten what they call that street. In London. Almost every Nigerian, every person that comes to shop in London passes through there. But there's a bookshop in that street that has the best books on earth. You say, all the black people coming, none of them enters to that bookshop. They go and do their shopping and work. But 4 out of every 5 white men will first enter the bookshop before going to do shopping. Is there any wonder they are doing better than we do? Whether they are born again or not, when you seek knowledge, you will get it. That's the truth. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So divide your work into tasks or bits. Know what you can do in 1 hour in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year. Some of us set target this year now. The paper where we write it on, we don't think we can't even find it. So it's a sign that that target is already lost. And any target not documented is not a target. Go and check half of the year. How many have been accomplished? So divide your work into tasks. Allocate time to each task. Then be watchful and time conscious. I've seen some women, they just bring sit out, put some cloth inside their basin, put some heap there. As they are washing, they are talking, they are gisting. You will go and come 2-3 hours, they are still there washing. They will use the whole day washing. Wasting precious time. The time they're supposed to prepare food, they time is gone. No. And to God be the glory. Such kind of women, their husband always like food. So when they come home, there is no food, there'll be trouble. You now tell a man you'll be washing cloth all day. That's foolishness. How can you wash cloth all day? Can't wash cloth all day. Come on. So we should be watchful and be time conscious. We should be a man, a woman of prayer. Praise the Lord. Father, in this thing I want to do, please help me. Teach me the best way to go about it. Pray about everything. You have nothing to lose. And not until you spend 30 minutes, 15 minutes, or 5 hours prayer until you pray. No. Acknowledging God in all you do is a prayer. Praise the Lord. Be filled with the word and then practice it. Many of us are filled with the word. We can quote many scriptures, but how many do we do? One or nothing. Nothing. And once you have the word, you don't practice it. It's useless. Like pastor will tell us, so when they're having challenges, they carry Bible, put under their pillow. For your information, that is an ordinary book. What makes it potent is what? Not your reading it, not your putting it under it, believing what is in it and doing it. That is the power in it. Anything outside, it's just like putting this my iPad on your bed. No, it makes no difference. It's an ordinary device. And you see that in Psalm 119 verse 11. Create time for self-assessment. Some of us, we hate assessment. And when somebody assesses you, you're an enemy test. This one is very common between husband and wife. Is this all you done for this day? You can't even appreciate anything I do. What is the quality and quantity of what you have done? That's the truth. What you should ordinarily have done in an hour or two, you use the whole day to do it and you say you should be appreciated. It's time wasted. I'm not saying we should be ungrateful, but do the quality and quantity of task or job or work, even in the office place, so that you'll be appreciated. And when you are not there, people will know that somebody is not around. Praise the Lord. Consult with those more experienced than you. That's why we have mentors. There is nothing you want to do now. Somebody else have not done. So you must know one or two persons have been successful in that particular area. Sama, bring yourself down. It's called humility. It may be your junior in the office. It may be even somebody who just, maybe his marriage is under 10 years, has been married for 15 years, and you're only full of crisis. And you see this couple, everything about them smooth. It does not mean they do not have disagreement. But the thing is that they know how to handle it. So you to know how to handle your own. It's not every time they be hearing noisy. Yeah. Go to those who know. Consult. Bible says in the multitude of counsel, there is what? There is what? Safety. Great time to read quality materials to be at par with positive modern trends. Some of us, the phone we are holding in our hand now, we can only receive and make call with it. Some of us cannot even send text message. These days that when you buy any of this thing, they give you data, they give you this, that for your own is only call. The rest is a waste. Use it to get information. Use it to be more informed. And if anybody is telling you the internet is devilish, that person is the most ignorant person on earth. Everything in life can be put to good or bad use. True of us. Even people who condemn television. What medium are they using to reach themselves? Television. Just use what you have positively. Praise the Lord. Then follow our Savior's example. What are Jesus' example? When he needed to fast, he did what? He fasted. When it was time to pray, what did he do? He prayed. when it was time to evangelize, to share the word, he did. When it was time to bless people with substance, with food, he did what? Some of us, when they invite somebody, come, sister, please, can I get 500? You will tell 5,000 naira story so that you will not, and you can afford it. And Bible says, do not withhold from him who asks from you. I know people are crafty in Lagos. Some want to give beggar money, want to see, is he truly blind? Is that hand truly paying him? Is that what the Bible says? Give him or her what you can afford. He doesn't need to be physically blind. After all, the Bible says the poor will never cease in the land. True of us, thank God you have to give. Don't bother yourself whether he's truly blind or lame or na rob be put for face or not. Because when you don't do good to the poor, you are not lending to the Lord. And the Lord have nothing to pay you back. Praise the Lord. Questions? Questions or contribution? Question or contribution? Or have I just talked to myself? Is the message taken? Do we benefit from tonight's teaching? So you go tonight telling yourself, no more procrastination. I'm going to plan my life. I'm going to follow the Savior's example. I'm going to get more informed. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to study more. I'm going to connect more. Some of us, immediately we hear that somebody is an unbeliever, I can never be my friend. Supposing is your destiny helper. Praise the Lord. What the Bible advises is you should not be unequally yoked with unbeliever. Those who work in your office with, are they all believers? But most time we interpret the Bible outside. And those who come to your shop to buy, are they all believers, members of the Redeemed Christian Church of God? The Bible is telling you, know the extent you can go with them. Even among your brothers and sisters, know who and who you can really fully open up to. Praise the Lord. No question. No contribution. Okay. Yes, please, can you give the mic to this, my sister?
Praise God. Hallelujah. My question is, assuming we've planned something for today, and something later come up that you might not do what you have planned, how can we undo that?
Praise the Lord. Did you hear her question? You plan something today and some other thing come up. The first step to take is that, which one is more important? Which one is more important? Place them on a scale. Let me give you this scenario. You have two jobs to do. One will fetch you 100K and another one will fetch you maybe 250,000. Different location of the town. And they will almost take you the same time to get to that place. Which one will you do first? The one of 250,000, Abby? So don't let anybody or anyone or anything destroy your already planned thing you have already planned ahead. Except that thing is actually worth your while, worth the time, are more important than that other one. Then you can do a replacement and postpone the other one. Do we understand? The mistake some of us may say, it's my mother, it's my father, it's my uncle. Abby, my uncle said I should go to VI today. And you already have an interview or appointment somewhere in Ikeja. But because it's your uncle, and there's no way you can do the two, what do you do? Your uncle has been giving you money. Maybe you are living with him. I've been feeding you. I will tell, uncle, please, sir. I have an interview to attend today. After the interview, I'll go to where you send me. Depending on when the interview finishes. Because I'm sure he too wants you to earn money so that I start giving you money every time you need to go out or need something. So we must prioritize. Praise the Lord. Any other question? Procrastination is evil. I'm concluding. It's not of God. We must do all within our power to utilize fully the time God has given us on earth, as he will not accept excuses. You remember that guy went and buried his own talent? He had excuses. Did the master accept the excuses? So let us be wise and do what is needful at the right time. Shall we rise to our feet? We lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name
higher.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Brethren, shall we open our mouth and begin to appreciate God for the privilege to hear his word this evening? Open your mouth and pray. You are in the house of God. Open your mouth and pray. Thank God for making you a partaker of his word this evening. Lord, we are grateful. We thank you. I am privileged to be a partaker of what you have for us, your children, this evening. I return all the glory and honor to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, every good thing I've lost as a result of procrastination, by your mercy, let there be restoration. Prayer in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, I know I've lost many things in my life, in my spiritual life, in my career, in my family life, all around. Please have mercy. Graciously restore every good I've lost in my life, that I've lost in my family, lost in my marriage, lost in my career, lost in my finances. Please, Lord, restore in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, I dissociate myself from every spirit of procrastination from now on. Prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, we dissociate ourselves from spirit of procrastination. It's an evil spirit that does no one any good. I dissociate myself in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, say, Father, from this moment, I'll be to time. I'll be smart. I'll be guided by your word. I will follow the example of the master so that I will end well, so that I can finish well. Prayer in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, from this moment, oh, I will not remain the same. I will walk well. I'll be smart. I'll follow the example of the master. I'll follow your word so that I will finish well by your grace. Please help me, O Lord. Let's serve your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Abba, Father, we thank you this evening. We are grateful. Take all the glory. Both the speaker and hearer, we say thank you. And I ask that this word will impact us positively in the name of Jesus. Every area we have been procrastinating and we have been losing good things, let it end in Jesus' name. I pray for spirit of excellence upon every one of us in Jesus' name. I pray for the spirit of timeliness upon every one of us in Jesus' name. I pray for the spirit of diligence upon every one of us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
For more information about this podcast, visit cityofrefugeroccg.org. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.